Hi, everybody. Welcome to Youth English. This is Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Well, Sam, let's start today's Youth English. Of course, part one, which is...
All right, everyone. Please get ready to spice up your English with, of course...
English idiom. But now is the review time for the idiom we learned yesterday, which was...
Okay, yesterday, Peter met...His match. So the idiom is meet your match.
Right, in ping pong competition.
That's right.
昨天我们讲到的 idiom 是呢 meet someone's match. 它表示一个人在一项比赛当中遇到了自己的对手，翻译成中文是棋逢对手。All right, so what about today's idiom, Sam?
Okay, today's idiom is no longer a meet your something idiom.
Mm-hmm.
Today's idiom is melt your heart. Melt, M-E-L-T, your heart.
那么今天的 idiom 的单词呢是 melt, 是融化。我们知道 melt 这个单词呢往往后面融化的是 like a metal, like iron or something, right?
Or something that's frozen, like ice.
Like a frozen cake, a frozen meat.
Or an ice cube.
You're right.所以呢我们知道这个 melt 这个单词呢往往后面跟的是金属或者是说速冻的一些食品。但是今天后面跟的名词呢是 heart, melt your heart, 融化了你的心。Is this possible we'll put in a conversation to show how we use melt your heart?
Okay, sounds like a good idea. Hey Peter, guess what?
What?
Yesterday I got another cat.
Oh Sam, another cat?I think you have two cats already.
You're right. So this is my third cat. Can you believe it?
Another cat is too many. Why do you need another cat, Sam?
Well, I don't need another cat. But yesterday I was watching TV. It was late. And I saw this commercial. Uh-huh. It was about abandoned animals.
All right.
Well, the commercial had all these cute...pictures of these poor animals and it just melted my heart and so I had to call the number right away and tell them hey I'll adopt a cat
oh a good man
yeah well even though I don't need the cat I think I'm helping out these poor animals
so could you give me the phone number maybe I'm thinking adopting a cat
you want a cat too
yeah I'm thinking about it now
well maybe you can adopt one of mine I have three
all right it's possible
okay
那么刚才的对话呢提到了是 melt someone's heart 是融化了 Sam 的心通过这个对话呢我们知道这个词组的 melt someone's heart 表示一个人看到或听到一件事情之后呢他的心呢受到了感染那么今天的故事当中呢是 Sam 呢又养了一只猫我非常的吃惊为什么 Sam 又养了一只猫他已经有两只猫了 Sam 跟我讲到呢他昨天看到电视的时候呢有一个广告希望大家能够踊跃的收养流浪猫这个猫呢看起来非常的可怜 Sam 看到这个猫之后呢他的心 melted 他的心融化了所以呢我们知道这个词组的 melt someone's heart 表示一个人受到了感动或感染之后做的一个事情
So another kind of funny but very common and true circumstance is maybe between a couple
Right.
Like boyfriend, girlfriend. So if the boy or girl maybe does something wrong, mm-hmm. and so the couple breaks up, maybe the girl, let's say, was wronged by the boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And so she swears, I will never get together or see that boyfriend or that boy again.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe the boy does something very romantic, like makes a song for the girl.
Right.
Well, then maybe when the girl hears that song, it just melts her heart. And maybe even though she didn't want to get back with the boy before, now, since her heart has melted, she feels, well, okay, I can get back with the boy again.
Okay, so this is another perfect example we can use, melt someone's heart.
Right. The boy used the song to melt the girl's heart.
那么另外一个场景我们可以用到 melt someone's heart, 在情侣的关系当中呢比如说男孩子做了一件错事情 然后呢女孩子非常的生气，女孩子想呢永远不会理这个男孩子了。男孩子为了赢得这个女孩子的理解或者是原谅呢，他可能做一些事情，我比如说给女孩子买 roses 玫瑰花，然后呢在楼下 downstairs 弹吉他 playing guitars downstairs， 女孩子听到了这个歌，然后呢看到了玫瑰之后呢，可能呢她的心就会被融化， forgive what the boy has done。 所以呢我们知道 melt somebody's heart 不仅仅呢是一般人的同情心，还可以指男女之间相互的感染，相互的感动。 So melt someone's heart is today's idiom. It's a very beautiful touching idiom.
Yes, that's right.
Alright, alright, so now let's go to part two of today's youth English, which is
of course hit the books.
Let's go.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Well, Sam, today I have another quiz for you.
Okay, yesterday you quizzed me on burping, right? So what's today's quiz about?
Well, listen up.
Okay.
The question is, what are you supposed to take off when you enter someone's home in the United States?
In the United States?
Right. Three choices.
Okay.
A, your hat. B, your shoes. C, your jewelry. Which one would be your answer?
Well, I'm from the United States, so I hope I get this right.
Let me guess first.
Yeah, okay.
So, what about your jewelry?
Well, the jewelry, we can for sure say that's not the correct answer.
Yeah, well, it sounds like the policies you are being taken into a concentration camp back in the Second World War, right?
Yeah, okay. Well, it's definitely strange for your house. Hi, welcome to my house. Please take your watch off and your necklace and your rings. That sounds a little strange, right?
Right, like a robber's home, right?
Yeah, maybe they're thieves and you don't trust that person.
第三个选项呢，把珠宝摘下来，这肯定是不对了。那么到美国的家庭去拜访的话呢，主人肯定不会跟大家说呢，到我们家之后呢，希望大家把身上的贵重的 jewelry 摘下来，我来替你们保管。大家听起来有些可怕， right?
You're right.
So jewelry definitely is not the answer.
No. So let's move to the second answer, which is B, your shoes. Now this really depends on the household. So many households, well, you can wear your shoes. They probably don't care. But if it was my mom's house, she made us take our shoes off because our shoes are dirty. So definitely couldn't wear our shoes inside. But like I said, because it depends on the household, I don't think the answer is B.
It depends. Maybe, but not B. So what about the first one? Hat.
Yeah, so I think that's the answer. In the United States, you're supposed to take your hat off when you go into the house.
所以说呢，我们今天的答案呢，应该是帽子。如果说大家去一个美国的家庭去拜访的话呢，你应该把自己的帽子呢给它摘下来。对于鞋来讲呢，一部分家庭可能要求呢客人呢把鞋脱掉，但是在美国呢 ，it depends， 每个家庭是不一样的。OK， 对于 Sam 的家庭来讲呢，他的妈妈要求客人一定要把鞋子脱掉。
So we always had slippers prepared for the guests. Well, it's okay if you take your shoes off, you can wear slippers. And the floor was never cold, so if you just wore your socks, that was okay too.
Some people's feet really smelly.
Yes, their feet can smell, and there's another problem. Sometimes your socks have holes in them,
okay.
So you're a little embarrassed to take your shoes off.
Right, 所以说很多人不愿意脱鞋的话呢，大家不要强求。
Okay, so we said for sure it's gotta be A, your hat. That's what you should take off in the United States. Okay. So we have a little passage and some factual information prepared for you, but first, our vocab. The first word for today is essential. Essential. E-S-S-E-N-T-I-A-L. Essential.
Right, 今天的第一个单词呢 essential 表示最基本的。
Next, we have the word function. Function. F-U-N-C-T-I-O-N. Function.
第二个单词 function, 它可以有两个意思。一个名词表示功能，同时呢作为动词来讲呢表示一个东西具有什么什么样一个功能。
Right, but the noun form can have a couple different meanings.
Okay, for example.
So, for example, like a company function is kind of like a company, not party, but maybe like a company gathering where
right.
we get together, talk about things, maybe even have a little bit of food.
Right, 所以说这个单词 function 作为名词来讲的话呢，大家注意了，它除了具有功能这个名词之外呢，还有一个意思，比如说在一些 notice 里面，比如说在一些公司的一些简报啊，或它的一些通知里面会有一个词叫 company function， 或者在酒店里面会有一些房间叫 function room， 所以大家不能翻译成功能这个词，它是指呢具有一个聚会这么一个意义的一个词 function， like a gathering， people get together。
Next we have the word medieval， medieval， M-E-D-I-E-V-A-L， medieval，
下一个单词表示中世纪的 a long time ago， many、
right.
moons ago， right，
many moons ago， right， so we call it the medieval time，
right， 中世纪这段时间。
Next we have the word night， night， K-N-I-G-H-T， night，
下一个单词大家如果只是通过发音来判断的话呢，可能跟我们学过的这个 day and night， 夜晚呢是发音基本是一样的，但是呢它的拼写前面有一个 K， 它表示说在中世纪的骑士叫 night。
Next we have the word fatal， F-A-T-A-L，
下一个单词呢 fatal 是形容词，表示一个东西呢是致命的，比如说我们吃的一些食物，有些 mushroom 看起来非常非常的漂亮，A bright color 是非常致命，是 fatal、
yeah.
如果说你被蛇给咬了一口，有些蛇的毒性是非常大的，所以呢这种被蛇咬伤呢也是一种 fatal。
Right, and we say don't make Peter mad, it could be fatal.
Alright, thank you. 那么另外一个夸张的用法呢，说尽量不让他生气，不要让老板生气，不要让你谁谁谁生气，因为如果让他生气的话呢是很要命的一件事情。
Right,
right.
Okay, lastly, we have the word exempt. Exempt. E-X-E-M-P-T. Exempt.
最后一个单词呢 exempt, 表示说一件事情一个政策呢对某些人来讲呢对他们不适用，或者说这些人能够免除这些条款的。
Okay, so now we have a little story about hats.
Okay, please.
Alright, let's talk about when to wear hats and when not to wear hats.Hats aren't the essential article of clothing they once were, but are still worn by both sexes for fashion and for function. Knowing when to remove a hat is as important as wearing the right hat for the occasion. If you were a medieval knight who failed to remove his helmet or lift his visor and identify himself, the consequences could be fatal. Throughout history, hats identified social standing,And removing a hat was a gesture of respect. In the old days, men took off their hats in Christian churches, when they entered someone's home, when greeting a boss, and always in the presence of a lady. Ladies were entirely exempt from hat rules, wearing them whenever and wherever they wished. While some of these customs are now historical footnotes,Even today's casual culture, men and women still remove their hats as a sign of respect. Here's when it's fine to wear your hat and when it's not.
Alright, so the beginning of the passage, it says hats are not the essential article of clothing. So, you know, it's not a necessary stuff. You can wear it or it's okay, you don't wear a hat.
The key point is, it's not as essential as they once were.So a long time ago, hats were really part of daily life. But now, like you mentioned, well, they can just be part of fashion, and maybe they're just used in certain parts of society, but not as important as they used to be.
Right, 那文章一开始呢提到了说帽子的功能呢和以前呢是不一样的。原来呢大家呢可能说觉得戴帽子呢是一个 something essential, 是一个必须的事情。现在呢人们戴帽子呢可能是出于一种时尚的考虑 out of,Fashion purpose.
Right. But even in some cultures, you still have hats very important, right?
Right.
So if you live in an area that's very hot, has a lot of sunshine, a lot of people will be wearing hats because it helps protect their skin from the sunshine.
虽然说现在人们戴帽子的频率和次数呢不如原来那么的多，但是呢帽子呢对我们来讲的确呢还有它自己的 function。一部分人戴帽子可能出于一种 fashion 的考虑，还有很多人呢他戴帽子的目的是出于一种比较实际的一个 function purpose。比如说在冬天他戴帽子能够 keep them warm。在夏天的话呢戴一个很大的一个帽檐的帽子呢可以避免阳光的暴晒
from their eyes and also protect their skin. So even though wearing hats isn't important as it used to be, it's still important to know when to wear a hat and when not to wear a hat. There are appropriate times for both.
So we know there's a dress code. Maybe there's a hat code as well, right?
Yes, that's right. So what is the hat code?
我们去酒店去参加宴会的时候呢对服装有一定的要求英文叫 dress codes 同时呢大家可能不注意因为我们现在可能戴帽子的次数不是特别的多但是呢大家应该知道了戴帽子的时候呢也有一定的 code 比如说 hat code 戴帽子有什么样的规定呢
Okay, well here's kind of an interesting little fact a history fact we can say.
Alright, 那么现在首先看一看历史
A medieval knightThey always wore a helmet, so not really a hat, it's a helmet for protection. Now a helmet has a visor, that's what covers their eyes. If the knight did not lift his visor or take off his helmet and identify himself, the consequences could be fatal.
在中世纪时代，他们当时戴的帽子呢，和我们现在戴的帽子是完全是不同的。当时的帽子应该叫 helmet, 是一个头盔。那么这个头盔呢，它的前面有一个护面的一个面罩对于一个中世纪的骑士来讲如果说你进到了别人的家里面或到了一个地方不把自己的面罩给摘下来之后这个结果是非常非常可怕的文章用一个单词是 fatal the consequence was fatal
right so maybe they thought you were the enemy so you better take your helmet off show them you're friendly right
right I know in Australia as a motorist like aMotorbike rider is supposed to take off his helmet when entered into a shop.
Yes, right. So if you're a thief and you wear a helmet, well, then they can never identify you. So that's why you have to take your helmet off in some places. They need to be able to identify you.
Right. So people shopping with your helmet on looks very suspicious, right?
Yes, that's right. And the same rules apply during Halloween. A lot of people wear hats and masks.They have to take those off when they go into like a gas station or some sort of store.
Liquor store, right?
Right.
在澳大利亚如果说你去商店买东西的话特别是骑摩托车的人一定要把自己的头盔给它摘掉不然的话呢会有那种要抢劫的那么一个嫌疑所以大家一定要记住了一定要 take off your helmet when shopping.
Okay, now that's with medieval knights. But throughout history, taking off your hat,has been a sign of respect.
Taking off your hat is related to a gesture of showing respect.
Yes, it's a very respectful gesture.
如果我们尊重某人的话呢一定要把自己的帽子呢给他 take off, 给他摘下来那么这样的话呢显示出你对对方呢是很尊重的。
So what are some situations where we'd want to show respect and take off our hat? Well, the article mentions that If you are in a Christian church, well, you definitely want to show respect and take your hat off.
Right, because you're going to show respect to God.
Yes, that's right. Also, if you go into someone's home,
right,
it's respectful to take your hat off, like we mentioned with the quiz.
Right. 那么同样呢，刚才讲到了几个场景，希望大家一定要把自己的帽子给它摘下来。第一个呢，比如说我们去教堂的时候一定要把帽子摘下来特别是 Christian Church 另外一点呢比如说你去拜访别人的家里面那么在进门之前或者说进门的时候呢一定要把自己的帽子给摘下来戴着帽子呢跟主人聊天的的确确看起来有些很别扭 Weird You're talking with your hats on, right?
Yes, it'd kind of be like talking with your sunglasses on indoors as well
Right
A little strange
Right
Okay, next If we were greeting a bossthen we'd want to take our hat off.
Okay, 另外一点呢，希望大家要注意了，跟老板说话的时候呢，也同样需要把帽子给摘下来。
And now maybe this next one you've seen in movies. If a man is in the presence of a lady, then quickly remove your hat.
Okay, to show respect to the lady you're talking to.
That's right. But speaking of ladies, we know that not just men wear hats. What about when a lady wears a hat? It turns out that ladies throughout history have been entirely exempt from these hat rules. Ladies could wear the hats wherever or whenever they wished.
那么通过刚才的讲解呢，我们知道有关帽子的这么一些说法呢，绝大多数呢是针对男士的，比如说在什么情况下你应该把帽子给他摘下来。但对于女士来讲呢，她们处于一种什么样的情况呢？文中提到了一个单词，我们刚才在词汇的时候呢，也讲到了这个单词叫什么呢 ？Exempt from， 能够免除这些制度或者是一些条款的约束。
Okay, now all of these rules are pretty old,
right?
So the question is.What about modern times? These rules are all outdated, but in modern times, can we still wear hats just whenever, wherever we want?
So, Sam, please give us some update for some of the hat code.
Okay, well, let's first talk about men and when they can wear hats, when
okay,
it's okay.
Please.
So your hat can be left on if you're outdoors, if you're at an athletic event, like a baseball game,And it doesn't matter if it's indoors or outdoors.
Outdoors. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Public transportation. So if you're on the bus, the subway,
okay.
You don't have to take your hat off. And in public buildings, like post offices, airports, hotels, or like office lobbies. So if you're, for example, like a delivery man, you wear a hat. If you go into a business, you don't have to take your hat off.
Right.
And also on elevator,
you can keep your hat.
You keep your hats on.
我们知道很多有关帽子的规定呢，是很早很早以前制定的。有些规定呢，可能说已经过时了。那么现在我们看看帽子的一些规定。对于男士来讲，他在什么情况下可以戴着自己的帽子 ？For example, outdoors or athletic events, 在户外。或者是看一些比赛 Even it's indoor, right?
Yes, for men Because men don't usually wear a hat that's tall、
mm-hmm.
It gets in the way It's usually pretty thin So it doesn't block anybody's view
大家看体育比赛的时候呢你的帽子呢是正常的一个帽 Like a baseball cap 但如果说你戴的是那种 A chef's cap 厨师的帽子后面的观众会非常的不高兴 Right? You block their view, right?
Right So if it's at the homeOr in a restaurant, you should still take your hat off if you're a man.
Right, restaurant as well.
At restaurants as well. Also, one that is a must, when the national anthem is playing, so that's the country's anthem or song, then you should definitely take your hat off.
第一个，比如说在别人的家里面，第二个呢，我们在吃饭的时候，另外一点呢，我们 a place of worship.比如说我们提到了这个教堂同时呢提到了一个非常重要的一点比如说我们在听 National Anthem 听国歌的时候一定要把帽子给摘掉
If a flag of the United States passes by like in a parade for example、
uh-huh.
then you should take your hat off
那么游行队伍当中一旦出现了国旗因为我们刚才讲到的是在美国一旦出现了美国国旗的时候呢作为一个美国公民一定要记住了 American citizen、right?美国公民一定要把自己的帽子给摘下来。Thank you, Sam, for this useful information about hat code. All right, so this is the end of today's Youth English, and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 774以及听听 FM 上收听。
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774。京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。电台外语广播中波774千赫有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 www.am 7